it's a good old Presbyterian tradition not to have music to accompany us, so there we go. What I'd like us to do now, you've listened to me talking away for far too long, I'd like you to do a little bit of thinking and a little bit of sharing together. It's okay if you just want to sit quietly and think about what we've been hearing, that's fine. But it might be good to share some of your thoughts. I'm going to read before I ask you to talk something to you. Well, I'm going to read it in a minute. We've been hearing of the worship that the wise men brought to the baby Jesus, their wholehearted worship. We've heard of Babushka, offered the chance to meet the king, but too busy with her own agenda to make time for him and thereby missing out completely. She thought she could catch up, but it wasn't quite like that. And we've heard of Artaban, who spent his life searching for the king, making what he was sure were the right choices. If you read the book, each time he gives away one of his jewels, he prays for forgiveness because he's given away the thing that was meant for the king to somebody else. He wasn't sure that his choices were right, but he finds at the very last that he had worshipped his Lord without really understanding that that was what he was doing. There's a wee bit that's written as at the beginning of the story of the other wise man, and I'm just going to read it to you. It says, "Who seeks for heaven alone to save his soul may keep the path, but will not reach the goal. While he who walks in love may wander far, yet God will bring him where the blessed are." It's not just about the journey that we walk. It's about how we walk it, isn't it? So I'd like you to have a little think about ourselves, about yourself. Think about things like, what does it mean to worship wholeheartedly as the wise men did? What gets in the way of our responding to God's call? Life kind of does get in the way, doesn't it? Stuff gets in the way. Sometimes we don't even hear God's call properly. I wonder if we, each of us, can identify times when we have done exactly what God does want us to do, even though we've had real doubts about it. Artaban, who gave away his jewels, even though he really thought he should keep on to them. Or other times when we've not really done what God wants us to do because we've been so set in our own way of doing it. Babushka, I'm not quite ready to go with you yet, Lord. I've got to wait till everything's just perfect. I would like you just to take 5 minutes, because that's what we've got, just to have a wee think. If there's anything in that strikes a chord with you, times when maybe you haven't got it quite right, times when you think, actually, I did get that one right, or even to think about, what about the wise men? What about Babushka? What about Artaban? Which one of these am I like? Or perhaps none of them? So have a wee chat amongst yourselves. And if you don't like doing that, have a wee think and let the rest chat round about you. Well, I'm going to rudely interrupt some of you. And for others, I suspect, give you blessed release from doing something you don't really like doing. But it's always best to interrupt while there's still a buzz. I'm not going to ask you to feedback what you've said. That's for you. That's for your discussions. But hopefully you've done some thinking.